verse 3. I'm going to read the 3rd and the 4th and the 5th verse.
我们读第三、第四、第五节。
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on its faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And Psalm 55:22. Not only are we to cast ourselves unto the Lord, but we're also to cast our burdens unto the Lord. We see here in the 22nd verse of Psalm 52.
不仅要把我们的自己交在神的手里，在这边我们也看见，我们要把我们的重担卸给耶和华。
Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved.
你要把你的重担卸给耶和华，他必抚养你，他永不叫一人动摇。
Proverbs 16 and the 3rd verse.
箴言十六篇第三节。
We commit our burdens unto the Lord, and we also commit our work to the Lord.
我们把我们自己把我们的重担都交给都交给耶和华，我们也要把我们的工作交给耶和华。
16:3, commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be accomplished.
你所做的要交托耶和华，你所谋的就必成立。
And then one last verse, very familiar in the New Testament, 1 Peter 5:7.
在彼得前书第五章第七节，这是我们很熟悉的一节圣经。
Casting all our cares, all your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Let's just have one for the word of prayer.
那我们再一起低头有点祷告。
This morning, Father, again with you.
天父，我们今天早上再把我们自己交托在你的手里。
It is impossible, Father, as earthly, temporal, material people to understand heavenly things without thee.
我们是属世的，我们也是属地的，我们不能够明白属天的事情。
So by faith this morning, Father, we just lay ourselves before you to be taught.
天父，我们因着信，我们今天就把我们自己交在你的手中。让你来教导我们。
Give anointing to the speaking and also to the hearing.
也求你赐膏油给说话的人，也给听的人。
That we would, as a body, hear from you this morning.
我们是一个身体，我们今天早上听你的话语。
We thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
我们感谢你，靠主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
A question I often ask when I come up before you and stand is, why are we here?
我在你面前讲话时候，我常常喜欢问你们一个问题，就是我们为什么要聚集在这里？
21 years ago, this is a question that really gripped me. I was dealing every day in the funeral business, probably had one on an average of two funerals a day for quite a period of time. And as I was always confronted with death, the question would constantly go through my mind, why are we here?
我在21年以前，这个问题常常在真的是抓住我的心，因为我是在殡仪馆的做这殡仪馆生意，一天差不多有两个丧事，那我就常常想说，为什么我们要在这里？
I was a Christian, so I naturally understood that I now had a ticket to heaven.
我当时已经是基督徒，我知道我已经有了去天堂的票。
But that did not satisfy this nagging question, what about the 70, 80 years on this earth?
但是我在第70年、80年为做什么呢？这常常来搅扰我。
I was saved, I was going to heaven. Why didn't the Lord just take us right to heaven? Why this long period of time?
我既然已经得救，我也能够到天堂上去，为什么神还要让我在地上过这些日子，不立刻就把我带到天上去呢？
To go through a tremendous amount of suffering, and I was related to that every day in the funeral business, so I thought that families were constantly being inflicted with many things, but particularly death.
因为我在殡仪馆的生意里面，所以我常常看见 许多的家庭是为着这个死亡他们在受苦，他们也自己经历许多的。
But in any fellowship, there was always some holy people. And as I mentioned 2 weeks ago, did the Lord save us to make this holy people sort of museum pieces?
但是在每一个聚会里面，你都看到有一些圣人。那就像我两个礼拜以前交通的，神是不是拯救我们，只是要我们成为圣人，好像放在博物馆里面一样呢
？Sort of specimens that all of us can look at. You know, I would sure like to be spiritual like that for a
second. 让大家来看说，他真是一个圣人，也有这样的，让我们自己有这样的心智，要像他一样。
But God has a purpose for every single one of us.
但是神在我们每一个人的身上都有他的目的。
His will for each one of us is that we be brought into a body.
他的旨意就是要我们把我们聚集在一起，成为一个身体。
In fact, God's purpose in one word is Jesus Christ.
其实神的旨意只有一个词，就是主耶稣基督。
And when Jesus was on this earth, he was a completed person. You looked at him from head to foot, he was completed. He was a whole man.
主耶稣在地的时候，他是一个人，他是从头到脚都他都是一个完全。
But today Jesus is in heaven and he's not a complete person.
今天主已经在天上，他已经不再是人。
He pleases the Father greatly as the head.
他是我们的头，他满足了神的心意。
But a head without a body is a very sort of disgusting thing.
若是只有头却没有身体，那是一个很可怕的事。
We would look very strange this morning, either coming in as either bodies or heads.
若是我们今天早上来到这边，只带着头或只带着身体来，那是件非常奇怪的事情。
Some would have to roll in like a bowling ball.
也许有人是像那个保龄球一样滚进来的。
And others would have to be packed in like a chunk of meat.
有些人就好像是被包装起来，像一块肉一样进来。
The Lord Jesus is tremendously great and large.
主耶稣是非常的伟大。
Praying around the Lord's table this morning, many different adjectives came up that described our Lord.
今天早上当我们在主的桌子面前赞美他的时候，有许多形容词来形容他。
We see him as much bigger than any earthly thing.
那他是比世上一切的事情都更大。
Much bigger than any earthly person.
比世上任何一个人都更大。
But the Lord, the Father, has had in his mind at all times that the head and the body could become united.
在神的心意里面就一直有这个心意，就是头跟身体要联合在一起。
And so the God's purpose.God's will is to complete here on earth through man a living organic body.
神的心意就是在地上有一个有机体。
But as I said, there's a wide difference, there's a large difference between the head and you and I.
但是我们要看见就是头跟我们这些身体，你我这些身体有一个很大的不同。
So the Lord has left us here. 80 years on the average. That's what Moses says in Psalms 90.
就像摩西在诗篇九十篇上说的，神把我们留在地上七八十年。
To be made into the head.
把我们做起来像头一样。
So that there is a similarity between the head and the body.
所以头跟身体他们有相似之处。
There's a similar righteousness.
他们有同有相似的这公义。
A similar holiness.
圣洁
a similar characteristics
同样的性情
attributes are the same
同样的美德
there is a communication
他们彼此之间有交通
if there is a large difference between the head and this body then all you have something that's very disjointed
若是头跟身体是不配合在一起的话那实在是很不协调的事
so the Lord's purpose for all of us being here even today is toBring us in to the likeness of a head.
所以神的目的把我们聚集在一起，即使就像今天早上，就是要让我们磨成像头一样。
Everything is sort of coordinated between my head and my body.
所以我们的头跟身体能够互相搭配。
My hands do what my head tells it to do.
我的手就是服从我的头的命令，他要他做什么，他就做什么。
My head tells me to step forward, and I step forward.
就是我的头叫我向前走一步，我就向前走一步。
Sounds very simple.
听起来很简单。
But as members in the body, we don't do it that way.
但是我们虽然是身体的肢体，但是我们却不这样子做。
The Lord is telling us to go forward and we go backwards.
神叫我们往前走，我们却往后走。
He says go left, we go right.
他叫我们向左走，我们却要走右。
He says to get married, we don't get married.
他要我们结婚，我们却说我不要。
He says, I want you to stay single, we don't stay single.
他要我们留着是单身的，我们却不要。
He wants to give us this sort of menial type of job we want and have our eyes set on something that everyone will look at.
他给我们一些比较小的工作，我们却要一个求一个更大的工作，每个人都可以看得见的。
So everything about it is going in the opposite direction, really, as the head.
我们这个人就要走跟头是相反的路。
And God has put us on this earth for this 70, 80 years to change that.
神把我们放留在地上七八十年，就是来改变我们。
To alter that rebellion.
来改变我们这个悖逆的信心。
So that there is once again communion.
所以这在能够恢复交通。
That communion that was lost in the garden is now being recovered, restored.
在花园中所失去的那个交通今天是一直在恢复中。
Because God's plan for Adam and Eve is really no different than what it is for men and women today.
神当初对亚当和夏娃的目的跟他今天对男人和女人的目的是一样的。
And 2 weeks ago we gave a practical illustration of what his purpose was he wants us to just live in his presence.
在两周以前我们交通到他的目的就是要我们生活在他的同在之中。
Moment by moment, just consulting with the Lord as to what his will is for our life.
时时刻刻与神交通寻求神的意思。
Asking him and thanking him all during the day.
在一天之中不断地感谢他寻求他。
But because of custom, because of tradition, because of habit, we are bound to do our own thing.
因为我们的习惯我们的传统我们就要走自己的路。
And the Lord has a lot of difficulty in altering that.
神要改变我们是一件很难的事。
It's like a person who has some physical ailment, maybe it might be the palsy or something. A surgical process has to...take place in order to alter that nerve that is giving that false signal.
也许一个人他因为身体上有一些缺陷他必须要经过手术来改变那个神经 好让他能够恢复正常。
And the Lord uses many things to alter this abnormal behavior.
神要借着各样的事情来改变我们这些不正常的情形。
He uses words.
用他的话语
his brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
his spirit,
他的灵
and he uses circumstances.
我们的环境
Every day, you probably realize and have experienced going and sort of running your head into a wall.
在每一天的生活中我们常常都可以经历到说好像我们是向着墙这样撞墙
Thinking that this was the key to bringing happiness.
我们以为说这个是能够得到快乐的秘诀。
And the Lord often lets us do that. I want to be very successful, make a lot of money, so He lets you make a lot of money.
但是神也常常让我们就达到我们的目的。我们若是想要赚钱，他就让我们赚很多钱。
And it becomes a curse.
但是这却带来了咒诅。
And such is life.
这就是生命。
2 weeks ago, we looked at this practical.Answer to God's purpose, and that is living in the presence of the Lord.
在两周以前，我们实际的来看神的目的，就是活在他的同在之中。
But this morning, we'd like to just discuss how do you do that?
今天早上，我们愿意交通到说，那你怎么做呢？
What is the key?
钥匙在哪里呢？
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for keys.
我不知道你们，我自己是总是在寻找钥匙。
I think it's in our nature to look for shortcuts.
我们这就是我们的天性，我们总是喜欢走捷径。
And I think there is time when we should look for shortcuts.
是有些时候我们是应该寻找捷径。
You know, I would lot rather be a Joseph and a Daniel and a Timothy who walked into maturity at a young age, even a teenager, as to be someone like.Jacob, who took a long period of his life.
我自己是盼望像约书亚，像 像但以理像提摩太一样，在他们年轻的时候，他们就已经达到属灵的成熟的地步。
As we look at Jacob's life, we see, you know, a lot of pain.
也不愿意像雅各，一直到他年老的时候，他生活里面充满了痛苦。
And I don't know about you, but you know, I just sort of get tired of this pain, doing things the hard way.
那我不知道你，我自己是真的不喜欢在经历这些痛苦。
You know, there's a lot of things that are dished out that are just going to be, part of life. Sickness, death, problems on the job, without adding our own, ignorance to the situation.
其实在我们生活中已经有在我们的工作上或者是因为工作的问题疾病或者是死亡已经常常在我们生活上带来许多的痛苦真的是不需要再加上我们自己对这些事情的无知了。
As a businessman, we always look for keys.
我是一个生意的人常常要寻找那个秘诀。
And being in several different businesses over my, the last 30 years, there are a few little keys that I've learned.
在过去30年我做生意里面我就发现有一些的秘诀。
The real key I believe in having a successful business is having no debt.
一个成功的生意就是其中的一个秘诀就是不负债。
And there's a lot of reasons why I say that.
这是有很多的原因的。
It's important to have satisfied vendors.
是要有满意的那个卖东西的人。
Satisfied employees.
工作的人。
And remembering that the customer is the one who pays you, and we are the servant.
要知道顾客是付钱的，我们乃是服侍他们。
Regardless of what the customer says, they're always right, and you've heard these things.
你一定听过说，不管顾客说什么，他总是对的。
These are keys that make for success in business.
这些就是做生意能够有个成功生意的秘诀。
But if we are going to fulfill God's purpose and His will, and that is to live and abide in His plan, there are some keys.
我们若是要达到满足神的旨意，活在他的同在之中，也有一些秘诀。
And this morning we're just going to discuss one key.
今天早上我们就要来讨论一个秘诀。
And if you think back of the scriptures that we read,You might already know what the key is.
你想一想，我们刚刚读的圣经，也许你已经知道这秘诀是什么。
It's this word commitment.
就是交托。
We live in a society where this word is almost lost.
我们今天活在的社会中，这个词好像已经失去了。
It's lost particularly in the spiritual field and in the moral field.
在属灵的事上，在道德事上都失去了。
Now, going back to the business world, we see a lot of commitment.
回到生意的世界里面的话，我们可以看到有许多的信任。
People will sell their soul, work 24 hours a day to make a business go.
他们为了要成功谈成一个生意，他们会尽其所能。
We see it in the educational field, people will do anything to get a master's, a PhD. They will even sell their very health to accomplish that.
在教育方面，我也看见，我们也可以看见，人会尽其所能要得到他们的硕士学位，他们的博士学位，甚至把他们的健康都放下。
And this morning we're not going to talk really about that type of commitment.
今天我们不讨论那一方面的交托。
We're going to talk about commitment to God's purpose, His will, Christ Himself.
我们今天要讨论的是我们要交托于神的旨意就是基督。
Commitment simply means to entrust ourselves to something.
能够交托就是要把我们自己托付于一个东西。
To give our body, our soul, our spirit to a cause.
把我们的体魂灵都交托在为着一个主义赋予一个交托于一个主义。
To be connected to something.
与它有连接。
That's why often the word commit is used with various sins. For example, commit adultery, commit fornication, commit sins in the Bible because it means to be connected to something.
在圣经里面我们常常看见说有你犯了许多的罪奸淫的罪什么的罪都用这个词就是你与这些罪有联合。
And sexual sins are a good example because you have this connection.
特别是在奸淫这些罪上面更是看得出来因为你有一个连接。
And it also, sex captures both spirit, soul, and body.
尤其是在奸淫就把我们的体魂灵都夺去了。
So to make this example, to give this example throughout the Bible, God always uses the example fornicating and adultery.
神常常就用这个犯奸淫这个例子。
As those who are not committed to Him, they're committed to something else.
若是我们不把我们自己交托与神，我们就是交托给别的东西。
Commitment also means to pledge ourselves to something.
交托也是就把我们自己给一个东西。
To complete what you started out to do.
能够完成你所开始的事。
We also saw this morning that we are to roll our problems onto the Lord. Or to commit our problems, to roll them onto the Lord.
今天早上我们也看见说我们要把我们的把我们的问题困难交给神。
This is kind of interesting. The Lord not only wants our person, but He'll even take every single problem that we have. He wants to take that. He wants to commit it to Him.
神不仅要我们这个人，他也要担负我们所有的困难。
We see many examples even in the world as to how commitment gets success.
在世上我们都可以看见许多的例子，我们若是委任或者是付托于一件事情，我们就会成功。
We've given the example of business.
我们已经说过了，在做生意方面。
Family life, marriage, there needs to be commitment.
在家庭生活里面，在婚姻里面。
Today we live in a society where a man and woman come together and say, well, let's just try and see if we can make it go together.
今天在我们这社会里面常常男的和女的在一起，就是让我们试试看，看看我们能不能够住在一起。
And the one thing that is missing in that type of arrangement is the word commitment.
在那样的情况之下，有一个事情是缺少的，就是一种委任。
It's sort of a selfish thing. If I can get everything that I want, then I'll kind of go along with. But if I can't get everything I want, then I got an escape.
这是一个非常自私的情形，若是我能够得到我所要的东西，那我就可以在这里面，若是不行我就赶快逃走。
I enjoyed what our brother Zerubbabel said a week ago or 2 weeks ago regarding marriage.
就像我们袁弟兄在两个礼拜以前与我们交通到关于婚姻的事。
He said, pray about, go home, pray about the certain, about getting married, and when the Lord brings someone to your mind,Go marry him.
你先为着婚姻的事情向神祷告，或是神真是带来一个人，你就结婚吧。
And what he was saying is that the quicker we become committed to this person, the quicker God can work out a lot of problems we have in our own life.
若是我们能够很快的就把我们自己交托与这个人的话，那神就可以开始在我们身上工作。
Some are committed to making money.
有些人是他的目的就是要赚钱。
Some are committed to the art.
有些人是艺术。
Some are committed to their hobbies.
或者是他们的喜好。
And then others are committed to religious activity.
或甚至是宗教的活动。
And a lot of it is quite spiritual.
有些实在是蛮属灵的。
But we're not to be committed to religious activity.
但是我们不要把我们自己交托在这些宗教的活动上。
Question this morning is, brother and sister, what are you committed to?
问题是你今天早上交托于什么事情呢？
Before we became saved, most of us were just committed to sin.
在我们得救以前，我们都是把我们自己交给罪的。
Sin being, I am my own boss.
罪就成为我们的老板。
Sin being, I am my own God.
罪就是说我就是我的老板，我就是神。
This is my life.
这是我的生活。
And I can do.Whatever I want to do.
我要做什么我就做什么。
In the 60s, when I grew up, we just said, we could, if it felt good, do it.
在60年代我成长的过程中说就是你高兴你就做什么。
Our feelings became our God.
我们的感情就变成我们的神。
Committed to ourselves.
就是把我们自己委托于我们自己。
Besides our sin and ourself, committed to the world.
我们除了自己跟罪以外，我们也把我们自己交托于这个世界。
As we were looking at Joshua this morning, we see that the Lord has always been drawing the people out of the world.
我们今天早上读约书亚记的时候，我们看见我们的神一直在要带领一般人归向他自己，脱离这个世界。
When we read those first two verses in Joshua this morning, there's at least 12 different kings represented there.
在今天早上我们所读的约书亚记里面看到至少有12个王在那边提到。
And the word was they had to be destroyed.
对，就他们应该要被除灭的。
And just as a footnote right now, I thought when our brother was sharing that, Joshua was a committed person.
当我们弟兄在与我们交通的时候，我就想到说，约书亚实在是一个交托与神的人。
This was sort of insurmountable. It was too large, difficult.
是很难很困难的一件事。
This was a formidable foe.
是打不败的那个敌人。
Because Joshua was committed, he went through and obeyed.
因为约书亚他完全委托于神，所以他就向前然后得到。
When we are not committed, when those overwhelming pressures come into our life, what do? We detour.
若是我们不把我们自己委托于一件事情的话，当这些重大的压力来到的时候，我们就走另外一条路。
This morning, brothers and sisters, we're either committed to those things or we're committed to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，今天早上我们也不是委托于在这些事情上，我们就是将自己交托于神。
Body, soul, and spirit, we have laid ourselves on Him.
我们把我们的体魂灵都放在他的面前。
And I believe as we commit ourselves to the Lord completely,
若是我们把我们自己完全的交托于主的话，
we begin a romance that the world cannot understand.
我们就与神有一个非常亲密的关系，是这个世界所不能够知道的。
We begin an experience that the world can not only understand, but they cannot duplicate.
我们的经历是这个世界不能够明白，他们也不能够复制的。
Now this romance means that there will be problems.
在我们与神这样亲密的关系里面，就会有一些问题。
There's going to be many difficulties.
也会有许多的困难。
But by commitment, we will go through those things.
但是因着我们交托与神，我们就能够经过这些事，就能够越过这些事情。
Next few minutes, I'd like to just look for a few minutes at some examples in the Bible to help us understand this word commitment.
我们就花一些时间来从圣经上看一些例子。
First example is Satan himself.
第一个例子就是撒旦。
I have a question for you.
我给你们有个问题。
Was and is Satan committed?
撒旦是不是一个委托的人呢？
Committed.
他是不是呢？
He certainly is.
他是的。
In fact, probably no creature ever was more committed.
其实所有受造的没有一个像他那样子的委托。
He had to be committed because no creature has ever had higher aspiration.
没有一个受造的人有像他这样的
We'll look at it now, but sometime look at Isaiah 14 and look at the five things that Satan says he's going to do.
在以赛亚书14章里面，让我们看见14样东西，撒旦说他要做的。
You think your goal is to get out of high school? I'll tell you one thing, Satan was much higher than that.
若是你的目标是叫能够从高中毕业，我告诉你，撒旦的目标是是比那个更大。
And even when Satan and he knows he is defeated, saw he is so committed, he continues right on.
虽然撒旦他知道他已经失败，但是因着他是这样的委托于他自己所要做的事情，他继续往前走。
And his commitment, in a word, is to destroy us.
他的目的就是要来毁灭我们。
He is committed to destroy our worship.
他的目的是要来毁灭我们的敬拜。
Destroy anything in which we say thank you to the Lord.
他要毁灭一切我们，当我们向，尤其是在我们向对神说感谢的话。
That's why we're so prone to murmur and complain.
这就是因为我们这么容易就埋怨。
Because that thought comes from the enemy.
因为那个思想是从仇敌来的。
When we complain, we're blaspheming against our Father who provides everything perfect.
当我们埋怨的时候，我们就是亵渎我们的父，他是供应我们一切的。
But praise the Lord, there's also another person who's committed.
但是赞美神，有另外一个人也是有这样的委任。
Second, God is committed.
神他是一个委任的。
And what is God committed to?
那神他自己委托于什么事呢？
What is God committed to?
他委托什么呢？
Well, first of all, we just spent 5 minutes talking about God's plan and His purpose and His will. He is committed to His will.
我们刚刚讲花一些时间已经讲到神的旨意，他就是委托于他自己的旨意。
And His will is to have a body.
他的旨意就是要有一个身体。
Do you think He's going to get it?
你想他能够得到吗？
He is going to have a body.
他要有一个身体。
Read Revelation 21. See the end of the story.
你读启示录第二十一章，你就可以看到这个故事的结尾了。
But the question is this morning, brothers and sisters.
但是今天早上的问题是。
Are we going to be a part of that body?
我们是不是是在那个身体里面的一部分呢？
I hope that everyone this morning has trusted in Christ and has taken that initial step to become a part of the body.
我希望在座的每一个人今天早上他们已经把自己已经信靠神，已经把自己交托于神，成为那身体的一部分。
But believing in Christ does not guarantee that you'll be part of that glorious body and rule and reign with Him.
但是仅仅相信他，并不能够保证我们会成为那个身体的那个荣耀身体的一部分，与他一同作王。
So this morning we can rejoice. God is committed and is committed to us.
我们今天早上能够高兴的是，因为神是一个愿意把他自己交托于我们的神。
Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it."
主耶稣说，我要建立我的教会，死亡的阴府不能够突破。
You know, living in Houston, we don't have the privilege of always getting to root for a winning team. Living in Houston, we don't always have a winning team.
对，我们在我们住在休斯顿的人，我们并没有一个常常得胜的一个球队。
Would you like to be on the winning team once?
你喜不喜欢在那个得胜的那一队呢？
God's committed and He's going to win.
神已经信托这个，他必定会成会赢的。
And He wants some committed players.
他也需要有一些球员是愿意有这样子的信托。
He's recruiting right now.
他现在正在寻找。
No $4 million salary.
现在没有400万的薪水。
But I'll take the joy and the peace over those salaries any day.
但是我愿意因着那些喜乐和平安胜过那金钱。
We also see another example of this word commitment or uncommitment in the woman.
在女人的身上，我们也看见这个委托。
Not picking on you, sisters. I'm talking about the woman in the garden.
我并不是来说你们姊妹们，乃是说在花园里面的女人。
Who was the woman committed to?
这个女人她自己是委身于谁呢？
Was committed to her husband?
是不是她的先生？
Where was Adam when she was talking to the serpent?
当这个女人在与蛇讲话的时候，亚当在哪里呢？
Why wasn't she under his covering?
她为什么不在亚当的遮盖之下呢？
Was she getting bored with Bible class when God would come down in the evening every night?
是不是因为每天晚上神来与他们有读经的聚会，她厌烦了呢？
Start daydreaming?
她是不是开始做白日梦了呢？
Where was she?
她在哪里呢？
The woman was committed to herself.
这个女人她是把她自己委身于她自己。
Must have been around Christmas time.
一定是大概是在圣诞节的时候。
Because she started looking at a tree.
她开始看那个树。
You know, these trees never change.
这些树从来不会变的。
They look good to the eye.
但他们是什么？悦人眼目。
And around Christmas time, looks good to eat.
在圣诞节的时候，也有许多可吃好吃的。
And it looks good to the mind.
而且看也是可喜爱的。
and the woman was deceived.
那这个女人就是受骗了。
It all started because of lack of commitment.
这都开始于没有一个委任。
It was not committed to what God would say in the cool of the evening when he would come down
to his Bible class.
在晚上凉风吹起来的时候他神会来教导他们圣经上的事他并没有把他自己委托于这个。
Her mind and her emotions had
entered into her thinking. Had her supplanted her loyalty to the Lord.
他自己的思想他自己的情感就进来胜过他对神的忠诚。
Three weeks ago we looked at Abel's living in the presence of the Lord.
在三个礼拜以前，我们看见亚伯是住在神的同在之中。
Abel was committed.
亚伯是一个委交托于神的人。
You know what often discourages us?
你知道什么常常会让我们觉得很灰心的吗
？Our sin.
就是我们的罪。
But Abel was confronted with sin.
亚伯也是遇到这个问题。
He was confronted with his own sin.
他也遇到他自己，也看见他自己的罪。
He was totally exposed by the Lord.
他自己完全被神显露出来。
And how did he respond?
那他的反应是什么呢
？How did Abel respond when he saw his sin?
当他看见他自己的罪的时候，他的反应是什么
？What? Sacrifice.
他就献祭。
He confessed his sin.
他承认他的罪。
He repented.
他悔改了。
What did Abel do?
那亚伯
Excuse me, what did Cain do?
该隐做什么呢
？When he was confronted with sin.
当该隐看见他自己是罪人的时候。
How many have heard of the New Age?
你们有多少人听见
？Cain started it.
该隐开，这是由该隐开始的。
Cain says man is okay.
该隐说人是好的。
Cain brought man.To God. Cain brought himself to God as something good.
该隐把他自己带到神面前，认为他是好的。
He walked from the outer court right straight into the holy place and said, "Here I am, God."
他从至圣他从外院直接进到至圣所，跟神说我是好的。
And by grace, God didn't strike him dead.
因着神的恩典，神没有。立刻击杀他。
In fact, God even protected him from the other people that were going to strike him dead.
甚至神保护他，免得他受别人的遭害。
Cain committed to himself. Abel committed to the Lord's plan.
该隐委托他于他自己，亚伯是把他自己完全交给神。
And when the Lord exposes our sin, we need to be committed to Him, or else otherwise we're going to run and hide. We're going to make excuses.
当神显明我们的罪的时候，我们应该要把我们自己交托于他，否则我们自己就会跑掉。
You know, we do many times a day when we're on the job.
常常我们一天在工作里。
God exposes us through that person working next to us, our hatred and our impatience.
神常常借着我们的同事，让我们看见我们的不耐烦，我们的恨恶。
And like Eve, what do we do?It's not my fault, it's his fault, and we bring our good self to the Lord.
但我们常常就像该隐一样，跟神说理由，不是我的错，是他的错，然后让把看我们自己是好。
As a committed person, Abel brought his sin to the Lord.
因着亚伯是交托与神的人，他就把他的罪带到神的面前。以诺也是一个交托与神的人。
And he walked with God 365 days.
Excuse me. 他与神同行。
365 years.
300年。
There's a difference. And 3 weeks ago we talked about Noah, and I think he's one of the classic examples of a committed person.
我们也交通到挪亚，他也是一个交托与神的人。
For 600 years before the flood.Noah walked with God.
在洪水发生600年以前，他就与神同行。
Say, hey, must have not had any health problem.
他也许是有他健康的问题。
So it probably was easy to walk with the Lord.
也许他比较容易与神同行。
The Bible says that It was a violent and corrupt generation.
圣经描写那个时代是一个邪恶的时代。
How would you like to be the only one in Houston this morning that was saved?
你愿不愿意成为在 Houston 今天早上在 Houston 是唯一被拯救的人呢？
All 3 million people are violent and corrupt except for you.
300万人都是邪恶凶暴的人，除了你以外。
Would you be fearful for your family?
你会不会为着你的家庭担忧呢？
For your life?
你会不会为着你的性命担心呢？
For your belongings?
你所有的东西担心呢？
You think Noah was committed?
你想挪亚是不是一个完全信托与神的人呢？
I don't think he walked 950 years with the Lord uncommitted.
我想他的一生之中与神同行，他并不是一个不信托神的人。
Noah was married to God.
挪亚他是与神结婚的。
Noah found his security in the ark in Christ.
他知道他的宝藏就是在基督里面，就是在那个方舟里。
If we ever understand that story of Noah, we will never more really complain about the environment we live in.
若是我们真正明白挪亚的那个故事，我们对我们周遭的一切就不再会埋怨。
But rather every day will be a life of I am in Christ, I am married to Christ, I am in the presence of Christ.He is my joy, my peace, my security.
反而我们会带着一个喜乐的心说，我是属乎主的。我是属于他。他我有喜乐，一切都在他的里面。
But that wasn't no accident. Noah was committed.
但是挪亚这样的信托与神，并不是一件偶然的事情。
The whole country, all the people are going in this direction. One man, his wife.His three sons were going in this direction.
那世代所有的人都是向着那个方向走，只有一个人，他的妻子和他的三个儿子是朝着反方向走的。
And we have the nerve to feel sorry for ourselves because there's only one or two Christians in our department at work.
那我们还敢说，因为只有一两个基督徒在我们的工作的公司里面，我们还为我们自己感觉难过吗？
And where our spiritual righteousness is offended because no one really understands the real meaning of Christmas.
难道是因为没有别人能够明白什么圣诞节的真正意义，我们的属灵的公义就遭到难过吗？
And I don't want to make a big thing of Christmas because to me personally, brothers and sisters, Christmas is 365 days a year. Is that a 365 days?
其实对我而言，在一年365天里面，天天都是圣诞节。
Every morning, Christ needs to be born in our life.
每一天早晨，基督都需要在我们里面，在生出来。
Another example, of course, is Abraham as a committed person.
亚伯拉罕也是一个信托与神的人。
Some of you have experienced a little bit of what Abraham did when he left Ur.
也许有一些人经历一些当亚伯拉罕离开尔的时候他的经历。
When he left his family.
当他离开他的家庭。
He left his security.
他离开他的保障。
He left his occupation.
他离开他的工作。
He left his friends.
他也离开他的朋友。
He left really even the future for his family because, his family would have to marry one of these.
他也是把他的家里的未来一切的都离开了。
And God had him going into a place that we were studying this morning, Canaan, which wasn't really a nice place of the world.
神要他到迦南地去，那个迦南地并不是一个非常美好的地方。
But right at that departure, we begin to see his commitment.
在他一旦他离开的时候，我们就看到他对神的信托。
We see his commitment when his father dies at Haran, and he continues to go to Canaan.
我们看见他的父亲在哈兰死了，他就继续向前走。
Probably didn't convenient at that time to put down roots.
也许只是为了方便，就在那边先住下来。
But he was committed to what God had told him.
他乃是完全信托与神对他所说的话。
And he continued until he got to Canaan.
他一直往前走到了迦南。
But like us, we have weaknesses in our commitment.
就像我们一样， 在我们的信托里面，我们也有软弱。
And all of a sudden he lost his job.
突然间他失去了他的职业。
Or it says there was a famine.
那个地方就是在圣经说就是那边有了饥荒。
What happens when we lose our job?
那我们失去我们的工作之后，我们怎么样呢？
Well, we're not to go to the world for answers.
我们不要到世界去寻找答案。
And Abraham's commitment wavered.
那个亚伯拉罕的信托就开始有点摇动。
And we see him going to Egypt.
那我们就看到他下到埃及去。
He went to the world for some solutions.
他到世界里面去寻找一些答案。
And one bad decision always leads to another.
那一个错的决定就带进另外一个错的决定。
And the next thing we do, we see him lying about his wife.
那再下去我们就看见他欺骗。他关于他的妻子。
He knew his wife was very beautiful.
他知道他的妻子非常美丽。
Knew that Pharaoh had a fondness for beautiful women.
他也知道法老王喜欢漂亮的女人。
But he didn't want to get killed, so he said, "Sarah is my sister."
他不愿意他自己被杀死，所以他就说，萨拉是我的妹子。
And she was really half sister, so it was kind of a half truth.
其实也是，萨拉也真是他的妹子，所以这是好像一半是对的。
But you know, God was committed to Abraham.
但是你知道，神是向完全是向着亚伯拉罕。
And saved Sarah from even having relations with the Pharaoh.
他就保守撒拉不让他与法老有关系。
And he comes back.
然后他就回来了。
Abraham's commitment to Lot is a whole story in itself.
对亚伯拉罕对于罗德的那个信任又是信托又是另外一个故事。
A whole battalion, or probably a division of people, come and capture Lot and take him.
许多的人来把罗德抓去了。
What does Abraham do?
那亚伯拉罕怎么做呢？
Because the commitment, he takes 318 men, servants. Hey, we got to go get him.
因着他向罗德的信托委托，他就带着318个人就去追。
The Lord honored that commitment, and during that ambush at night, they were able to take Lot and bring him back.
因着这个神就祝福他，他就把罗德带回来了。
And again, he also was committed when Lot was in Sodom. He bargained with God to get him out.
他因着他委托于罗德，所以当罗德在索多玛的时候，他为了这个，他也与神办交涉。
You know, Abraham was so committed that when he brought Lot out and he said, Lot, do you want this good land or would you like this mediocre land? He completely trusted God as to his own personal promotion.
他对罗德是非常好，他就问罗德说，你要这块地呢，还是那一块地？他把他自己完全交付在神的手里面。
I think there's a real lesson here, brothers and sisters. Abraham was committed to God. He was not political.
亚伯拉罕他是完全的交托与神，他并不是为着一些政治的
Often in our jobs, in our relationships, we're political. We are trying to maneuver.
常常在我们的工作上，在我们的家庭里面，我们常常想要来控制整个局面。
Abraham knew his promotion came from the Lord.
亚伯拉罕知道他能够升迁是神给他的。
His whole life, his food, his shelter, his clothing, his animals, everything.Came from the Lord.
他的一切，他的衣服，他的食物，他的整个人，他的牛羊仆人，都是神所赐给他的。
So when it came to choosing left or right, he says, "God, you make the decision. I trust you."
所以当他要需要选择向左左边或右边的时候，他就对神说，他说神由你来选择，让你来选择，我相信你。
Two of the toughest.Decisions that Abraham probably had to make had to do with his two sons.
让亚伯拉罕最难决定的一个决定就是要对他两个儿子的决定。
Ishmael was his firstborn, and Abraham loved him.
以实玛利是他的头生儿子，他爱他。
But Ishmael represented the flesh.
但是以实玛利是代表肉体。
Abraham was committed to God.
那因着亚伯拉罕是完全信托于。
So he had to take that son and take him out into the desert and leave him.
他就必须把这个儿子把他遣送到沙漠里去。
the flesh, Israel could not have anything to do with Isaac, the spirit.
以实玛利这个肉体不能够与不能够与亚以撒这个属灵的混合在一起。
You know, we fabricate a lot of things with our flesh, and they become very important to us.
我们常常因着我们肉体做了一些事情，然后这些事情然后变成非常的重要。
Our education.
我们的教育。
Has to go.
必须要走。
In our mind, in our heart, it cannot be the Lord.
在我们的心中，教育不能够成为我们的主。
I'm not saying, don't anyone misunderstand me. Some of you kids are saying, boy, I didn't want to go back next quarter anyway.
请你们不要误解我，不要说那我就开学后不再回到学校里去上学。
That's not even the point. Education is not the point.
这个并不是那个论点。
The point is, has education.Has a degree captured our heart.
这重点来是这个教育，我们的学位是不是来夺了我们的心
？Our marriage has our spouse become the God. Now that's usually not the case, so it's no big problem.
在我们的婚姻里面，是不是我们的配偶成为我们的神？当然这一般这个不会有这种情形。
In fact, if we had a little time, we'd take a little detour right now and we'd talk about husband and wife commitment.
我们现在又在讨交通一点跟妻子与丈夫之间的信托。
In fact, most of our men, we're committed to everything but one another.
我们反而是常常把我们自己委托于所有其他的事情，而不是对我们配偶。
Women can be committed to their children, to their parents, to their church work, but not their husband.
女人常常把他自己交托于把他自己的心全力都放在儿子孩子父母或者是教会的工作上。
And men can be committed to their jobs and golf and football and everything but their wife.
然后丈夫就付全他的精力放在他的工作上或者他的一些喜欢的球赛上。
But that's not our subject this morning.
但这不是我们今天早上的主题。
And the second person that tested Abraham's commitment was his second son, Isaac.
另外一个来试验亚伯拉罕的信托就是他的儿子以撒。
You know, God is always testing our commitment.
神常常来试验我们对他的信托。
Was Isaac important?
是不是以撒是很重要的呢？
Very important.
非常非常重要。
But was he more important than God?
但他是不是比神更重要？
Was Isaac more important to Abraham than God was?
对亚伯拉罕，以撒是比神更重要吗？
And we see that Abraham had his commitments right. He was committed to God first. God says, offer your son Isaac, and he did it.
我们看见亚伯拉罕是真正的信托于神，神对他说，把以撒献上，他就这样子做。
Abraham was committed to Isaac.
亚伯拉罕也是爱以撒的。
We have to get this thing straight. Did Abraham love Isaac?
亚伯拉罕是否爱以撒呢？
He loved him dearly.
他非常非常的爱他。
There's nothing wrong with loving our children.
爱我们的孩子并没有错。
In fact, it says older women teach the younger women how to love their husbands and love their children.
所以他说年长的姊妹 要教导年轻的姊妹如何爱他们的孩子爱他们的丈夫
But they're not to become God.
但是这些不能够成为神
That's an idol.
那就变要不然就变成偶像了
And that's where adultery comes in.
那这就是奸淫
That's fornication.
那这就是淫乱
Something else would become connected to something else other than the right thing.
一个事情与一件事情联合在一起而不是与他对的事情联合在一起。
Oh, I love Jacob as an example of commitment.
我很喜欢雅各这个例子。
I think it was really when he was way down there, there was something in him, that seed of commitment was there.
当他还是很还在那个很低的地方上地方的时候在他里面就有一点这种信托。
God had put a little grace of commitment in his life.
神把一些因着他的恩典把一些的那个信托放在他的里面。
But like us, it just takes sometimes a long time to find it.
但是就像我们一样常常需要花很多的时间才能够找得到。
Because really Jacob was committed to himself.
就其实那个雅各真的是他是为着自己活的。
He was committed really to his pocketbook.
他为着他的钱财活的。
Bettering himself.
要
himself.
要他自己变得更好。
Always positioning himself.
总是把他自己摆在一个好的地方。
In fact, you know, when he wrestled with the Lord all night, the last thing he did was make a bargain with the Lord.
当他与神摔跤整夜摔跤，他最后的事情就是跟神办交涉。
Oh, we start to see that commitment come out right there at the river that night when he wrestled with God. He says he grabbed a hold of the Lord Jesus' leg.
当那夜他与神摔跤的时候，我们就可以看见有一点的信托在那里，他抓住主的脚。
I don't know if it was the leg or not, so don't quote. But he grabbed a hold of the Lord, and he says, "I will not let you go until you bless me."
他紧紧地抓住主说你要先祝福我我才
And that's why God says the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那因此所以神说他是亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神雅各的神。
That was the beginning right there.
那个就是一个起点。
He wanted God.
他要神。
And started with commitment. And he was committed from that moment forward.
从那一点开始他就把他自己交托与神。
Some things really started to happen in Jacob's life from then on.
从那一天开始许多的事情在雅各的生活中就发生。
Was Joseph committed?
约瑟是不是也是信托神的呢
How would you like to be Joseph and grow up in the family he did?
你愿不愿意像约瑟一样在他的那样子的家庭里面长大呢
Really loved, huh?
真正的爱吗
And then a father who loved you almost too much and made it hard on him because of the other brother.
因为父亲是太爱他了，所以让他在他的兄弟之间有许多的难处。
Was Joseph committed to his flesh or committed to God in Potiphar's house?
在巴利佛的家里面，约瑟他是信托他自己呢，还是信托神
？Very tough.Subtle temptation.
这是一个非常难、非常严重的一个引诱。
His job was at stake. His position was at stake. His reliability, everything that he believed was at stake at Potiphar's house.
在巴利佛家里面，他所有的一切，他的工作及他一切所相信的，都遭遇到困难。
He did not rationalize.
但是他并没有。
Why didn't he rationalize? Why didn't he rationalize?
但问他为什么没有分析呢
？He was committed.
因为他是完全信托于神。
He had his eye on the throne.
因为他的眼睛是在那个宝座上的。
He had his eye on God's plan.
他的眼睛是在神的计划之中。
He had 30 years of pressure.
有三十年之久的压力。
To be prepared for the throne.
要预备他，叫他让他坐在宝座上。
And then God said, "You passed."
然后神对他说：“你通过了。
”But he only did it because he was committed.
这完全是因为他完全是信交托与神的。
If we study very carefully the number of things that Joseph went through, we see that most of us would have failed.
你仔细的读约瑟的故事，他所经历的许多事情，我们常常都为什么遇到这些事情，我们常常会失败的
？Was Moses a committed person?
摩西是不是一个信托神的人呢
？What 40 years was he committed？
他前40年他信。
First 40, second 40, or the third 40？
第一个40年，第二个40年，还是第三个40年呢
？All。
乃是全部。
Moses got his PhD. The only thing different than most of us, he got his PhD in about 10 things.
摩西他真的是得到他的博士学位。
Military science？
是在军事上。
Literature,
在文学上
；music,
在音乐方面
；government,
在政治
；architecture,
在建筑
；you name it, Moses was an expert in it.
你就说吧，他每一件事情都是他专精于每一件事情。
It's hard for us to understand because we don't live in the age of a monarchy.
这让我们是非常难明白的，因为我们不是活在那个王朝的时代里面。
The closest we have is someone like Prince Charles.
能够最靠近的就像是
And we're not going to look at all of Prince Charles's life, but we will look at his education.
就是他所受的教育。
The prince of Buckingham Palace learn many different vocations.
在一个白金汉宫里面的王子，他要学许多的事情。
And Moses learned them all.
摩西他学全部都学学通了。
And how about the second 40 years?
那第二个四十年呢？
I think it was difficult to go from the palace to the pasture.
你想想，是不是很难从一个王宫里面到那个旷野里面？
Instead of ruling over people, ruling over a few sheep.
他不是管理所有的人，乃是只是看管一些羊群。
And that is where God turned him inside out.
那乃是把神把他从里面这样子翻出来。
No human means.To do God's work.
不能够用人的方法来做神的工作。
And guess what happened?
那你猜什么事情发生？
Moses passed the test.
摩西他通过了这个考试。
Only because he was committed.
因为他是完全信托于神的。
And I don't say anything about the last 40 years. We know he was committed there.
我不用再谈他第三个四十年，因为我们知道他是完全信托于神的。
To lead those 2 million plus people for the 40 years, he was definitely committed to the Lord.
他是一定是完全的信托于神，因为他带领了200多万的人有40年之久。
Who is the most committed person?
谁是最信托神的人？
You know, as I was thinking of this person, it kept coming back to my life, my mind. Is there's one person that truly was committed?
当我在想到这些例子的时候，有一个人一直回到我的脑海中，他是完全信托神的。
Our Lord Jesus.
那就是我们的主耶稣。
And let's look at the real Christmas story, Isaiah 53. Everyone turn your Bible to Isaiah 53.
让我们翻到以赛亚书53章，让我们来看真正圣诞节的故事是什么。
Just ask yourself as we look at this, was Jesus committed?
当我们读这一章圣经的时候，你就问自己说，主耶稣是不是完全信托神？
And if he wasn't committed, how did he go through these things?
若是他不是这样子的信托，他怎么能够经历这一切的事情？
I'm going to take about 2 minutes to go through this whole chapter. Verse 2, no stately form.
第二节，他无家型美容。
Poor appearing, he was not handsome.
他并不是他无家型美容。
It says, no beauty to be desired.
也无美貌使我们羡慕他。
Verse 3, despised and rejected by men.
第三节，他被藐视，被人厌弃。
The word rejected means to be held aloof, left alone.
那个被人厌弃就是被人放在一边。
A man of sorrow,
多受痛苦。
Acquainted with grief, suffering.
常经忧患。
We hid our faces from him.
好像被人掩面不看的一样。
He was despised, and we did not care.
他被藐视，我们也不尊重他。
We did not esteem him. We did not care that he was despised.
我们根本不在乎他是不是被藐视。
He bore our griefs.
Verse 4. 他担当我们的忧患。
Carried our sorrows.
背负我们的痛苦。
He was misunderstood.
他被人误解。
We thought Jesus was being punished because he had sinned.
但是我们却以为是他这样子受责罚。是因为他犯罪了。
The Jews to this day stumble right here. They believe that Jesus was crucified because Jesus had sinned.
犹太人直到今日还是在这一点上跌倒了，因为他们认为主耶稣他被钉十字架是因为他犯罪。
Verse 5, wounded for our transgression.
第五节，为我们的罪孽压伤。
Bruised for our iniquities.
为我们的过犯受害。
He was chastened and disciplined so that we could have peace.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
By his stripes, we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
You know, many times when my wife was dying of cancer, this was a verse that was very meaningful to us. By his stripes, we are healed.
当我的姊妹因着癌症去世的时候，这节圣经对我非常的有意义。因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
You know, and as the veil was lifted after her death, I saw how truly she was healed.
当她去世以后，我就真正的看见她实在是完全得医治。
Not an earthly, not a temporal healing, but a divine, eternal healing.
不是这个暂时的、属世的。得医治乃是一个至圣的永远的得医治。
And not only for her, But you, as a body and friends, we have been healed because of joy and peace.
并不只是他得到医治，我们因着平安和喜乐，我们都得到医治。
And why can we say that this morning? It's because Jesus went through this for us.
那我们今天早上怎么能够这样子说？乃是因为主耶稣已经为我们经历这一切。
Because of His chastisement, because of His chastening discipline, we have peace.
因着他的管教，我们得到平安。
By His Lord laid upon Him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Verse 7, He was oppressed.
第七节，他被欺压。
He was afflicted.
他被欺压。
Didn't open His mouth.
他在受苦的时候却不开口。
He was like a lamb led to a slaughter.
他像羊羔被宰到，被牵到宰杀之地。
Verse 12, poured out His soul unto death.
第十二节。
He was numbered with the sinners.He was numbered with the sinners.
他将命倾倒，他担当多人的罪。
Bore the sin of many.
他被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪。
And made intercessory prayer for those who hated him, for the sinners, for the transgressors.
又为罪犯那些恨恶他的人代求。
Brothers and sisters, this I think is a good note to end on.
弟兄姊妹们，我觉得这是一个很好停下来的时候。
For two reasons.
有两个原因。
Number one, this is commitment.
第一个，这就是完全的信托。
I used to have a partner, and he used to say, but how does it work?
那我以前有一个同事，他常常问我说，那这怎么样子做呢？
In other words, I understand Jesus was committed, but how does it work for me?
他意思是说，我知道主耶稣是完全信托于神的，但那对我而言怎么做呢？
We can have God's Spirit this morning.
我们今天早上就能够有神的灵在我们里面。
This same spirit of commitment that was in Christ is available to us.
在那个在主耶稣里面的那个完全信托的灵，今天也是我们也可以支取的。
All we need to do, brothers and sisters, is ask the Lord to give us the grace.Of determination.
我们唯一要做就是求神给我们恩典，给我们有这样的确定的心。
Give us the grace of commitment.
给我们这个完全信托的恩典。
Because when we commit to Him, will He commit to us?
若是我们信托于他，他会信托于我们吗？
It's proven.
在这边我们已经证实了。
We've experienced it in many ways.
我们也在许多的事情上经历。
But you know, because of our lack of commitment areas, we suffer some of the horriblest things that we don't need to.
因着我们缺乏这样子完全的信托与神，我们受了多少的痛苦是我们所不需要受的。
In that scripture, 1 Peter 5, 7 says, casting all your cares upon him.
在彼得前书五章第七节告诉我们，让我们把一切的忧虑卸给神。
What are cares?
那忧虑是什么？
It's an oppressive mind.
就是受压的思想。
Do we cast that unto the Lord?
我们是不是把那个也都交给神了呢？
Will He take those? If we do pass them unto him.
若是我们真的是完全卸给神，他会不会为我们担当呢？
He's committed to us, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，他对我们是信实的。
And this morning he's just waiting for us to commit to him.
他今天早上就在等候我们，让我们把自己交托于他。
When we commit to him, then we can come into his purpose and his will.
当我们交托于他的时候，我们就可以进到他的旨意里面。
And that is this call us.This intimacy, this abiding marriage.
就是与他有一个非常亲密的关系，一个婚姻的关系。让我们一起祷告。
Father, this morning we worship you because you've committed yourself to us.
天父，我们今天早上敬拜你，因为你向我们是何等的信实。
And Father, we're thankful that everything has been made available to us so that we can commit to thee.
感谢天父，你为我们预备了一切，所以我们能够来将我们自己交托于你。
Give us the courage, the light.
你给我们这样的鼓励，给我们
to commit to you our body, our soul, our spirit.
你给我们勇气，给我们亮光，让我们能够把我们身体、灵魂，都交托于你。
That we might fulfill that first commandment to love you with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our spirit.
这样子我们才能够尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神。
We're thankful that you have included us, Father, into your becoming your bride.
我们感谢你把我们包括在你的心腹里面。
And we thank you, Lord, for completing what you have begun.
我们也感谢你所开始的工作，你必定成就。
In Christ's name we pray, Amen.
靠主耶稣基督的名。